Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for this wonderful, what a great afternoon we've got going on. And with us on our newsmaker line is Peggy Hubbard. She is with NAMI, Iowa, and we're going to be talking about a special event coming up in September. But before we get into that, we thought we'd have a business conversation about mental health in general. Peggy, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about mental health and the state of mental health in Iowa, if we can. What state are we in?
Well, unfortunately, in Iowa, we have a lot of deficits in our system, or kind of lack of system for helping people with serious mental illness. We have a serious lack of providers, starting with psychiatrists. We have fewer than 100 psychiatrists in the entire state that are taking clients, and that's to help approximately 137,000 Iowans who suffer from chronic and serious mental illness.
That's a stunning number.
Yeah. It's not very good odds.
Well, no, what happens, Peggy Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, with NAMI, Iowa, what happens when somebody's in crisis in the state? Where is that the police department?
Well, unfortunately, it can often lead to encounters with law enforcement. Right now, we say that, unfortunately, leads to the criminalization of mental illness, and that Our county jails and our prisons are the number one providers of mental health services in the state. About half of all people incarcerated in our jails and prisons have a serious mental health diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly unfortunate. There are a lot of other ramifications, of course, as well, because of the behaviors that go along with a lot of mental health problems. And that can have effects across the board. Relationships, it can lead to job loss, which can then lead to, losing your home. 90% of all chronically homeless people have an underlying serious mental health problem. So there's a lot of ramifications for society.
And not only ramifications for society, let's drill down into business. You know, we had not very long ago an individual in talking about being successful in hiring practices. And
yeah.
We were talking about things that are standing in the way. It's the Iowa Job Honor Program, as a matter of fact, is what it is. And Kyle Horn was in talking about, while we say that there are, 2.8, I'm sorry, unemployment rate is at 2.8%.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, there are literally thousands of other people who, for one reason or another, are out of the employment picture simply because they can't function for one reason or another. Maybe it's a past infraction with the law. Perhaps it's a past drug issue. Perhaps it's a past mental health issue. And these individuals are being, in his words, left on the sidelines. How is it that we as a society, or we as a business community, can perhaps take a better look at how we can be helpful in that area?
Well, I think employers have a major role to play, and I saw something on Facebook recently I thought was really interesting. It was a woman who posted about she took two mental health days, and she was very upfront about it with her employer. And her employer's response, she posted on Facebook, and it was reposted many, many times. And the employer said, "I am so glad that you were honest with me about why you needed some time off. You know, we want to support our employees, and if they need time to, whether it's a you know, no matter what's going on with them, we want to be supportive. And it just went on to say, you know, we're here to help and be supportive. And everyone was commenting about how unusual that was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that says a lot.
It does say a lot.
Right?
Doesn't it?
Because if you were dealing with a serious physical illness, there wouldn't be that kind of reaction. But
you know, how true all of that is, you know, a serious physical illness, if you're grieving the loss of a loved one. I mean, there aren't questions necessarily asked about that. And so I think it is stunning. First of all, the response was right on. I mean, that's exactly what probably should have happened.
Uh-huh.
But that so many people were commenting on it as, wow, isn't this unique?
Yeah.
Really does speak to some things that we are tasked with doing.
Right. And it was like, the boss was a saint.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say, well, I applaud him, but I don't, you know, it's not exactly saintly behavior.
Right.
So because untreated depression is as costly as heart disease or AIDS to the U.S. economy, and it costs over $50 billion in terms of absenteeism from work and lost productivity every year.
Peggy Huppert, ladies and gentlemen, she is with NAMI of Iowa. We're talking about business and productivity and mental health. You know, there was not too very long ago we had a news story on the Business News Hour talking about how so many, 71% of employees are disengaged from their workplace. And that has a direct correlation with regard to productivity and the profits, actually, at the bottom line. But you have to wonder how many of those 71% of active employees that are actively disengaged from their work are suffering from some kind, and not all, but some kind of potential mental illness.
Well, and depression and anxiety would be, you know, chief among them. Here's a study for Chicago that showed that depressive disorders accounted for more than half of all medical plan dollars paid for. It's a huge problem, but unfortunately, a lot of employers contribute to that by not openly talking about it. And when CEOs and business managers ask me what should they be doing, I said, well, the first thing you should be doing is checking your health care benefits to make sure that you have parity and that mental health needs are covered in the same fashion as physical health needs.
Yeah. Peggy Huppert, ladies and gentlemen, NAMI of Iowa. We're talking about all types of business issues. And sadly, your very first comment was the number of individuals who are suffering from chronic mental illness here in the state of Iowa and the lack of treatment opportunities that there are. And that in itself, and you've been on this program before and we've talked about that, and this is a refresher for some people who may have forgotten or may have missed that, but it hasn't really gotten any better, has it?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
And we're working on it, but the provider piece is a very long-term problem, and it's fueled by low reimbursements for Medicare and Medicaid. Iowa is a very efficient state when it comes to health care and how we provide it, but unfortunately, that efficiency has not been rewarded. In fact, has been punished. And so we are one of the most efficient states, but we also have one of the lowest reimbursement rates.
Right.
So that does not exactly entice providers to locate here.
Yeah, and then when we get into the other situation that we're facing here in Iowa with the three for-profit managed care delivery processes who may or may not be paying for care out there, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. We're done complaining, Peggy. But you raise some very real issues. I think that business needs to be reminded of. But let's turn the page here for just a moment. You've got an event coming up at the end of September. What is all this about?
We do. It's called NAMI Walks, and these are held across the country. There's over 60 of them this year, predominantly in the spring and the fall. Ours is September 30th in Johnston. We're going to be in a brand new location, and I bet a lot of your listeners have not been there because this is a brand new park. It's called Terrell Lake Park, and it's in Johnston, just north of where people know, but near Iowa Public Television Studios.
Sure, yeah.
And it's a beautiful location, and we're going to be gathering to have time together to try to work on that stigma issue, as well as raise money. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year, and our goal is to have 700 people there and raise $125,000.
Wow. And we will have, by the way, Peggy, we will have links on how individuals can sign up and register and become part of NAMI Walks on the 30th of September on
awesome.
Our radio blog. So
we have currently, just to let you know, we have over $55,000 worth of sponsors. We have 55 teams registered as of today.
Wow.
Almost 300 people as of today. So
You're nearly halfway there. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And none of this happens without a lot of hard work and dedication. Good for you, Peggy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Michael.
We will make sure that we have links to all of this, and you will not be already 300. Wow. That's fabulous. And the list of sponsors that you have is very, very impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
All right. That, of course, on our newsmaker line, Peggy Huppert from NAMI, Iowa. We will have links to all of that on the radio blog in just a bit. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we got to clear out of here because it's nearly 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every evening. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett. The station manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another hour of business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro, along with some interesting business interviews. Till then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.